It's 3:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching a Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the leader of Lebanon's resistance movement says Hezbollah will respond to Israel's assassination of Samir Qantar in any way it sees fit.
When Israel attacks anywhere, in whatever way, and at any time, it is the right, the resistance has the right to respond, wherever it may be, in whatever fashion, at any place. From now on, any leader of Hezbollah, of Hezbollah's resistance, any fighter from Hezbollah who is targeted, we will hold Israel responsible for this, and we shall consider that it is our right to respond at any place and at any time and in the fashion which we deem appropriate, in the way which we deem appropriate. This was said
on the 30th. Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah said Hezbollah has no doubt that Israel carried out the assassination. He said Israeli warplanes fired missiles at the building where Qantar lived. The Hezbollah leader said Israel threatened to kill Qantar from the day he was released from prison. Samir Qantar spent 29 years in Israeli jails. He was released in 2008 after a swap deal with Tel Aviv. He was killed in an airstrike on his residence in the Damascus district of Jarahana. Earlier, Beirut's correspondent Ali Rist said Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah's warning after the assassination of Samir Qantar will scare Israelis and force them to react. Take a listen.
Now, with the warning made by Sayyid Hassan today, I'm sure that that will occupy the headlines for the next 24 hours in the Israeli newspapers. So yes, indeed, we will have, you know, an Israeli focus on these words. We will have Israeli fear of what Hezbollah could do. And I think that Hezbollah has proven that whatever be the measures Israel has in place, you know, Hezbollah is always able to somewhat, in one way or another, to penetrate and to use the element of surprise. So these words, once again, will further reinforce that message. And hence, yes, I think that the Israelis will have a lot to say. There will be a lot of analysis on this speech, a lot of analysis as to what Hezbollah intends to do. Will the response be in the near term? Will it be on the long term? What kind of target will be hit? All of those questions will be on the Israelis' minds.